Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. It is, it's certainly warmer than it's been the last couple of days. We're right up there. I'm going to call it 85. No, I'm sorry. I got to call it what it is. It's 88. I said almost 90. I'm back it down a little bit, but this whole weekend is definitely going to be closer to 90 than the 70s that we saw a week or so ago. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? It's fall in Central Virginia, so it is what it is. But it is a nice day. If you get the opportunity just to open a window or walk outside for a couple of minutes, boy, it's one of those days where you give God an A for creating this day. Yeah, listen, there's some where I got to tell you, I grade on the curve and he loses a point or two, but this is not one of them. This is an absolutely delightful day. Certain things happen on Friday in addition to always trying to wear red, remember everyone deployed. And again, this week, saved by my dear friend Emily Morrissey at Emily's Bracelets. I was wearing one of her red bracelets to make sure I had the red covered, because red didn't come up in the laundry rotation. That's one of the things that happens on Fridays. And the other thing that happens, and I'm always thankful for, Dr. Dave Brandt, my favorite economist, the senior vice president for business relations at Liberty University, who joins us every Friday. We talk about some economic stuff. He's never here on behalf of Liberty. He's just here because he's really smart and he's a friend and he answers my calls. And so, Dave, thank you for being here.
Hey, great to be on. Thanks, Jeff.
I got two big things I want to cover with you. One of them, you will be speaking on behalf of Liberty, and that's the big CEO summit that's coming on.
Right.
But before we get to that, we finally got this rate cut from the Fed. President Trump has been talking about it for a long time. A lot of people have been talking about it. I need you to explain what happened, why it happened, and how it really impacts just regular folks, you, me, and our neighbors.
Yeah, that's an hour lecture, but I'll cram it into a minute. Right.
Okay.
So the Fed has two mandates: to keep price stability, meaning no inflation. They're above that. The inflation is 2-3%, so a little high.
Right.
But that unemployment is where all the mischief takes place. And so right now, with these jobs reports being corrected by a million people, right, the real shenanigans isn't the Fed, it's government. The big federal government is running $2 trillion deficits per year.
Right.
And the Federal Reserve is accommodating that debt pile that's on the next generation. So that's the real problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a political debate on the rates. What should you do? And it's no win, because we put ourselves in a terrible economic position. We're in the ditch, for real.
Yeah.
So if you lower rates, you give the animal spirits and the business community a little extra boost. You see that on the stock market, but the stock market represents roughly the richest 10% of the people in the country. Right? It's shocking. Go Google that, you know, statistics. Wow. On the 10% own roughly everything. Yeah. Oh. And the rest are not, half the people don't even have a retirement account. Half the people. Jeez. And so what are we doing for them? Well, there, you've got to do what Trump's doing on the tariffs and bringing capital back here. Mm-hmm. That will raise wage rates, right, for Americans. But they've got to. We're spending $7 trillion a year, right? Government spending. All of that is very low productivity. That's got to go back to the people and to business to produce jobs. Right. And we got to get this economy. Everybody knows the stats, right? The kids can't afford houses. The food prices went up 20-30%. They've never come down, right? And so we're still living in that Biden economy, Biden land. We're trying to dig our way out, but we're in a deep, deep hole.
What about these adjustments on the job numbers? I know the president got rid of whoever I think was in charge of doing that sort of stuff, but this isn't just the last couple of months that these books have been cooked. This apparently goes back a long time, right? So everything going back, what, 2, 3, 5 years is off kilter?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've always had politics, right? You can go back to the founders. They were all shooting each other and having pistol duels.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm preaching some, nirvana harmony here.
Right.
But, yeah, things got really bad 5 years ago, right? And so they've had two, you know, one I think was an 800,000-person adjustment that they missed.
Yeah.
And this last one was 1 million. I mean, you know, that's not a miss, right? There's something going wrong in the swamp. So everything's become political. There's two sides, unfortunately, right now. And the one side is calling us all fascists and Nazis and everything right now. And, you know, I don't like those terms because I want a smaller federal government. And so the left is just gaslighting everybody, calling you names. The fascism wants a big government. Those who want a big government, that's closer to fascism. I want a very, very small federal government so that can never happen again, that evil.
That's right.
Right? And so it's very simple. And then the name calling, I mean, look at the actions. What can the left say? Right? President Trump was shot. We were censored by every one of the big seven tech firms that own 40% of the S&P 500. They're all on the left.
Yep.
And then we finally got one guy come our way, and they can't take that because it's free speech.
That's right.
And then the Charlie, you know, just tragedy this week.
Yeah.
But the young people, the good news is the young people are getting hyper-focused.
Yeah.
And so I think they're starting to pay attention, and they're starting to see that this leftist movement, that really is the Matrix, right? They've been trained into that for 30 years thanks to our public school system.
Yep.
So that's the Matrix.
Yeah.
The rebels, and the young people are always rebels, right?
Yeah.
And there's something good about that.
That's right.
And the rebels now are going to come out on the side like our founders for freedom. And like, no, you're not controlling my life, Jack.
There you go.
And so I feel it's coming. It's coming back.
Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. Dave, you, of course, spent a huge chunk of your career in academia. So you were interacting with younger folks all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you saw the disconnect on certain occasions between those who were in academia as a profession and those who were trying to figure out which way they wanted to go, what they wanted to study, what they wanted to do. I'm curious, because what you just said there resonated with me and my perspective, is that the younger people right now are hearing certain folks describe Charlie Kirk as a racist, a homophobe, a bigot, a fascist, a Nazi, all of these things. Well, these younger folks watched Charlie Kirk's videos on TikTok and Instagram and the rest of it, and they know that is nonsense. And I think, like you, they're just calling out and saying, hey, I don't know what your issues are, but you're just full of it, buddy.
Yeah. No, that's right. The videos are floating all over. Young black guy, and he's defending Charlie, and there's a young black woman with beautiful baby, and Charlie goes, that's just a gift from God. I love you guys. You're a gift from God, right?
Yep.
And then he might differ with him on policy later on this and that, but he opens up and says, you're all made in God's image. I mean, what in the world?
Yeah.
And so the young people, unfortunately, over the past 20 years, the left and the faculty, right, they have taken advantage of these young people. And the young people, you know, they when I was teaching, they're just cracking jokes that this stuff is absurd, right? Mm-hmm. But they'd hand a paper in saying whatever the prof wanted them.
Yeah.
And then some of that seeps in over time, right? When that becomes the dominant position. And the original rights in this country were life, liberty, and happiness, and that was it.
That's right.
Right now you've got rights for craziness, crazy positions, 0.1% of the people. And the founders never meant the rights of minorities absolutely have to be protected always. I've always said that. Of course. They don't get to dictate what goes into kindergarten textbooks teaching sexuality to your kids.
That's right.
And the left is all on board that right now, all the politicians. And you people with votes coming up, mm-hmm. Man, if you get these next ones wrong, you're going to be held morally responsible when you go upstairs by the coordinator of weather patterns.
you absolutely are. Quite literally, you're going to be accountable. You're going to be accountable. Dave, I mean, we can go on with this sort of stuff forever. I mean, we're talking a lot about the attacks on Charlie Kirk and domestic terrorism because it is a political issue. But let's not avoid the fact, I think you and I, if nobody else, has to call this out. This was an attack on faith as well. This was a brutal attack on a man of faith.
Yeah, Charlie, he came to Liberty about 5-6 years ago. We were going to start a think tank together.
Oh, wow.
And that turned into another initiative and whatever. But ever since that, I've known him and followed him and tracked him and see him here and there. And his faith has grown and grown and grown. And it was just at its peak right now, right?
Yeah.
He and his wife, and it used to be the Constitution and freedom and all that, and it still is. But he got to the guts of it, the core of it. And the core of it, if you don't love people, you're not going to get the rest of the good stuff, right? You're not going to have a constitutional republic. You're not going to have free markets. You're not going to have honest business systems.
That's right.
And the faith is just front and center. So now a lot of young people are cracking the Bibles open, it looks like, across the country. The church attendance is like through the roof.
Yep.
And so this time I think it's for real. And the young women, they saw Erica. And their hearts go out to her because they just see sincerity.
Yes.
And so now you got the young men and the young women all saying, nope, you're lying to me. You're lying to me.
That's right.
And so it's a massive shift in the psyche toward God and the faith. And, you know, don't get hung up with religion. Just look at what God says, right? Go to the Bible. Everyone gets spun up around the axle around all these religious differences. Don't pay any attention to that. Just go to God.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. Oh, all right. Well, there's nothing to add to that. There's just nothing to add to that. So let me move on to ask you. I think you can put on your official Liberty Flames hat for this one.
Right. That's right.
But I think you can. Sure. Tell me about the CEO summit that's coming up. I've only been to one, and my gosh, I think I'm still recovering from all of the superstars and the brilliance and the insight, man. I mean, you want to talk about a grand slam. That was incredible. And you got another one coming up.
Yeah, we're on about our fifth one. I'm still recovering, but I just it's a blur to me. I run around like a chicken, but we've got, you know, world-class people coming in. Over the last couple of years, and this year we get even more deeper business talent. Liberty's really ratcheted up the outreach to the business community, and so networking with good conservative faithful friends, it's a great network. Everyone's win-win. It's October 15 and 16. You can come the night before the 14th for the football game if you want to, and we've got a golf tournament. But just go out, just Google Liberty University CEO Summit. You'll find all the information. And we'd love to have all the CEOs, C-suite people there, small business owners, the heartland, right, the manufacturing folks. Show up, lend your voice to the key institutions who stand for what you stand for these days. We need it.
We absolutely do. And I tell you who also needs it. This is, again, a shameless plug on my part for Liberty. I look at the students that were there last year. And of course, it's no shock to you. You're there every day, Dave, but as an outsider, to number one, interact with the students who are, professional, friendly, happy, respectful, and the CEOs, these are world-class people that I couldn't even imagine talking to myself, and I've been around the block a time or two, and those folks came off those stages, Dave, and they were saying to these Liberty students, hey, here's my cell phone, just send me a text, I'm going to help you out. My gosh, these are great, great people.
No, I always forget to brag on it, right? But that's why we bring the CEOs to campus. Once they meet the kids, they can read people in 5 seconds like you can. Right, they see the innocence and the purity and the ethics of these kids, and they go, "You're hired. I don't care what you majored in. I want you working for my firm."
Yeah,
and you're right. These guys, you know, these are folks in the Judeo-Christian religious tradition, so they come off the stage.
That's right.
And they're human.
Yeah.
And they're not cocky. The subtext is kind of no jerks allowed. You know,
that's right.
If we catch one of them, you know, they're not welcome back. But the great people come back. The men and women CEOs are truly exceptional. And then half of our kids got hired or internships. Half the kids that showed up at the summit last year just from that event.
Yeah.
So the parents out there listening, they're concerned about that, right? Well, there you have it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm going to force you to brag about it more. Brag about those students.
No, thank you, Jeff.
They're great, great kids. Hey, Dave, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. I really do. It's just one of the highlights of my week. Starts the weekend off on the right way. Wishing nothing but the best for you this weekend, and we'll talk again soon, and we'll see each other at that CEO Summit soon.
No, God bless you. Yeah, I just want to refer everybody. I never quote the Bible on the show or whatever, but Genesis 1, in the beginning, the Word created everything, the weather patterns, like Jeff was saying.
Yep.
And then 1 John, same thing. In the beginning was the Word.
Yep.
Very interesting stuff. Go study.
Yeah. Hey, and you should feel free, because apologetics has never been my thing. I believe, I read, but
no,
boy,
you're good. You're good.
It's got numbers in it, man. You know, I don't do that. But
that's right.
We'll talk again soon. Have a blessed weekend,
good.
My friend.
All right. God bless you. See you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That is Dr. Dave Bratt from Liberty University. What a great guy. God, I really do. I just think the world of Dave. Love.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The man. You get exactly what you hear. If you think that Dave is any different when you're just chatting with him, he's not. That's it. And one of the beautiful things that I found about Dave through the years he is brilliant. Don't ever let him downplay just how brilliant he is. But because he did spend so much time as a college professor, he figured out how to present information almost like in bite-sized pieces, right? If he just came at you and said this and this, your eyes would get really wide, and at least for me, I wouldn't get it. But he's got like little morsels. You go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, now I get it. I got it. So this CEO summit coming up is going to be another big one at Liberty. It's in October, and I'm hoping if you're one of these CEOs, you're in that C-suite, you're looking for good quality people. This is the other thing. You want people to come on board with your company at some point. You're going to have such resources there when you see these kids at Liberty. What kids? I mean, you see these young people at Liberty. They're great students, great accomplishments they've already got. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.